different changes that happened.
A brick wall back then. Well, I think the guys in front of me have done a really good job of allowing me to see pucks, which is huge. And this summer, I worked really hard on getting some depth in my game, and then I found my trigger, and I got balance again. And it feels so smooth, and I feel square on every single puck now, which is just adding confidence, and then one thing leads into another, and then your mind is just taking over. And then it's almost not even goaltending. You're just kind of going through the actions because it's happening so smoothly.
So you have lost your balance last year?
I wouldn't say I lost my balance, but with the new chest pad that came in, I didn't even realize that I had a trigger point in my balance, my upper body balance. And once I found that, I just felt so much more even on both sides and moving so much better. I could trust myself. And I think that's the biggest thing, trusting myself. And I think the second half of last season, I started to get that trust. And then summer, I built it. And now I came to camp and just continue to build it.
What's a trigger point then?
Trigger point for me, I mean, I don't want to give my secrets away, but it helps my upper body stay balanced with my lower body, so they're not connected, and they both can react and do what they need to do to get the spots.
And so a new piece of equipment could change that then?
It throws you off. And I mean, maybe that's just my excuse, but I definitely felt it, and now that I found it, you could probably throw any chest pad on me now and it'd be the same, but I don't advocate any more changes for equipment.
Connor, big change on the defense in front of you. Has that changed your game at all from last year?
It really hasn't. I think you can see how hard these guys are working in front of me. And we have a lot of good communication, and these guys, they want to build together. So we're building this system together. And we'll give an example. On a 2-on-1 last night, Skiza comes and flies and takes away the pass and forces the guy so low that he has to make a sauce pass, which gives me more time. And I think we're reading on each other very well right now, and they're making my game a lot easier.
Considering you haven't had a lot of time with this group.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the short amount of time, we're talking all the time, and we're bouncing ideas off each other, and they're not afraid to come and tell me to play it this way, play the puck this way. And I like it going back and forth. It's what a team needs.
2 years ago, you know, there was, if you had a rare off night, you never strung two of those together. Are you back to feeling that way, that those kind of go off your shoulder a little quicker now? I mean, those, the nights where you might be a little off?
Yeah, you know, that's just kind of the game of hockey, you know. Sometimes bad bounces go against you, and sometimes it helps bundle up in one game. So I don't let that weigh too much on my shoulders. I try to learn from it when I can, and then I trash it.
You said you were talking about how things are just so natural for you right now. Maybe just try to explain to a dumb guy like me, like, it's just, everything is just so, it's just automatic, like it's just second nature, you're not even thinking, it's just the body is doing things before you, the brain is even telling it.
Yeah, kind of. It's like my balance is good, my feel is good, my depth is good, so I'm kind of letting everything just fall into place. And then when I do square up on a puck, I know where my hands are, I know how I can move, so I'm just kind of letting the puck come to me and then reacting to it.
That's calm? More calm, would you say?
You could say it's more calm, but I also have more energy this year too, and I took an extra week off in the off season, and we didn't go as far in playoffs, and that definitely played a role. It definitely helps, you know, training wise, and the mind is at ease, and there's so much more that goes into just what you guys see on the ice, and I feel like I manage that very well.
You seem cerebral though in a lot of respects. Do you pay attention to the numbers, the 933s and the stuff like that? Do you gauge yourself against the other guys around the league because you want to be one of the best?
Yeah, I do, because I mean, everyone would be lying if they didn't look at their stats. The stats are fun, you know. As long as you don't use it in the wrong way, if you don't let it control your game. It's fun to put a little goal on yourself and continue to build and continue to get better and put more stats up there. But that being said, the most important one is wins. And that's the only one I care about. That's the only one this team cares about. So that is good, but we want more wins.